This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay, I hear a computer running. That's what I hear running. It's like, what's leaking? Okay. I've been of two minds what to lead off with. And I think what I'm going to lead off with is the rat leaving the sinking ship. Donna Brazile came out and admitted what everybody already knew. The primaries for the DNC were rigged after a back alley deal set up between Hillary Clinton and the DNC to beat Bernie Sanders. See, the DNC was in debt and they needed money. So Hillary took control by raising funds under agreement with the DNC as follows. It was called the Joint Fundraising Agreement between the DNC, the Hillary Victory Fund, and Hillary for America. That was signed by Amy Dacey, the former CEO of the DNC, and Robbie Mook, with a copy to Mark Elias. You remember that name, don't you? Specified that in exchange for raising money and investing in the DNC, Hillary would control the party's finances, strategy, and all the money raised. Her campaign had the right of refusal of who would be the party communications director, and it will make final decisions on all other staff. The DNC also was required to consult with the campaign about all other staffing, budgeting, data, analytics, and mailings. Mark Elias is the attorney whose firm handled the payments to Fusion GPS for the Steele dossier that they tried to use to smear Trump and, in fact, used to start all of this Mueller investigation. Brazil, who is bloviating now, sanctimoniously, I might add. She said, I had promised Bernie when I took the helm of the DNC after the convention that I would get to the bottom of whether Clinton's team had rigged the nomination process. As a cache of emails stolen by Russian hackers and posted online had suggested, I had had my suspicions from the moment I walked in the door at the DNC a month or so earlier based on the leaked emails, but who knew if some of them might have been forged? I needed to have solid proof, and so did Bernie. By that statement, Brazil confirms the veracity of the WikiLeaks emails that did, you know, that Hillary rigged the primaries to win. The Russians did not fabricate them. Brazil said she followed the trail of money, which is always the best course when you're looking at Hillary pantsuit, and concluded, I told Bernie I'd found Hillary's joint fundraising agreement, and I explained that the cancer was that she had exerted this control of the party long before she became its nominee. Brazil followed the money and easily concluded that Hillary controlled the DNC, which allowed her to control the primaries. And Brazil did a better job of investigating Hillary than Comey and the FBI. Maybe Sessions should hire Brazil to follow the money from the Russians and Canadians to Hillary's foundation and Bill Clinton's speech gigs in Moscow for approving the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russians. Brazil, as a CNN contributor, fed debate questions to Hillary, and it's noteworthy that Brazil, a longtime Democrat operative, has come out to criticize Hillary. She has criticized Hillary Clinton in stronger terms than McConnell, Ryan, and most Republicans. That's bad. That's really bad. That's really bad. Tomorrow is supposed to be the Antifa uprising. Yeah. And have you ever seen that movie Blazing Saddles, where the bad guys are lured into towns that are fake towns to be, slaughtered by the good citizens of Red Rock. Well, not slaughtered because it's Mel Brooks, to get beat up awful bad. And they fall for that. They are talking about going to the big cities, which in the event of something bad happening in the United States, like, say, the EMP, the big cities are death traps. Big cities, with possibly the exceptions of possibly some of Atlanta, some of Dallas. The big cities are basically run by Democrats anyway. A lot of them are gun-free zones. Ask Rahm Emanuel. Ask Bill de Blasio. In California, where they're trying to make the whole state a gun-free zone, but in the northern parts of California, there's a lot of gun owners there. A lot of them. More than the total population of my state. But, so my big question is, if Antifa, Black Lives, and I've heard all the stuff too, I've heard that it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, MS-13, ISIS, the DNC, the UN, I've heard all of these people are coming to these things, and yet they're all still going to go to the big cities. My question is, what exactly do they get? What natural resources are, say, in New York City? Besides people and skyscrapers. What is in New York City that we can't live without? What's in Chicago that we can't live without? To me, this is a bunch of people, a bunch of extras from Blazing Saddles, riding in to the fake Red Rock. If you know people in these areas and you're afraid for them to be there, well, I don't know what to tell you about that one. That part is not something I've really considered, but at the same time, it's not a big concern of mine. I think that exists in the same space as, say, people that live on the Florida panhandle all year long. I know people that want to retire to Costa Rica, but then you see a hurricane fly over Costa Rica and wipe most of it out. Puerto Rico, all of these island paradises that are, of course, precarious. You know, there is no one place that has no handicaps, no shortcomings to it. So, people that want to live in a big city, I guess they have taken into consideration, or I hope they have, what would happen if things go bad in the big city, because big cities would be very difficult to get out of. In New York, for example, the very best thing anybody could possibly do would be to have some sort of a plan to make it to a body of water and get out on the water and go that way. Because otherwise, you're going to be in nothing but traffic jams. Unless you have your own helicopter on a high rise, and you can lift off from there. Tomorrow, not because it's my favorite or the best one, but tomorrow, I'll be carrying a CZP-09. 20 rounds on tap with another 40 rounds in my pocket. And if something happens in the sleepy little area of the upstate of South Carolina and Antifa shows up and starts rearing their ugly head and starts getting violent, well, but that's not going to happen here, because this is not a gun-free zone. It's a red area. It's redder than the kind that they want to be involved in, but, you know, we'll keep touching on that as we go along. As we go along, I've been watching a bunch of examples of things, and I want to talk about that a little bit, because it all leads back to the same thing. It all leads back to the same thing. The transformation that could come if they disarm us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would.
goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. First of all, let's deal with a little stupidity, shall we? Does anybody read GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly? I confess that I do. I like coats, men's coats. I like nice men's coats and watches. Now, granted, everything in GQ I can't afford, but I still like to look at it. It's okay to wish. I try to not read anything in it because most of it's just drivel, except for the part with the clothes. You know, the clothes, the style, the, you know, the old classic cards, all the stuff that makes GQ okay. It's only when you start reading their commentary about politics that they begin to go really sideways, I guess. So here we have Jay Willis, a radio, you know, a reporter, commentator, and deep thinker. And he was huffing and puffing as he asked, why does Donald Trump want the death penalty for the New York attack but not for others? One of the others that he singled out was Stephen Paddock, who shot and killed 58 concert goers and injured hundreds more in Las Vegas last month. For Willis, the answer is obvious. The Allahu Akbar, my God is greater than yours, yeah, 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 that New York attacker was an immigrant, a dark-skinned, bearded Muslim who killed only 8 people, while the Las Vegas shooter who gunned down so many more was a native white male, white-skinned male privilege at its most evil. Well, no, that wasn't the entirety of it, was it now, Jay? GQ was forced to admit in an update, edit, and earlier version of this article used a headline noting that Trump had publicly called for the death penalty in the New York attack, but not the Las Vegas shooting in particular. That discrepancy is probably related to the fact that the Las Vegas shooter is dead. We regret the error. I'm almost sure they probably do. The shooter is dead. How inconvenient. There it is. Okay, that made it there. Yay! I don't think Mr. Willis regrets his error. Why would you let fact ruin his resist Trump ranting masquerading as reporting? What an idiot. I don't like, do you like idiots? I don't like idiots. I don't like idiots. But speaking of things, let's talk about what is becoming the new norm. The new norm now is it's okay to be overt and anti-white. Anti-white racism is okay. Recently, the DNC has, they're looking for new employees in the technology department, I guess, since what's-his-name, Awan, blew things apart for them. In an email to DNC, well, first of all, let me put it this way. They're not interested in your resume if you happen to be a cisgender, as they call it, white male. Yeah, they're not interested in that, no. This coming from, what's this Yahoo's name? Madeline Leader. She announced that the technology department is looking to fill several positions. But the caveat is, I personally would prefer that you not forward to cisgender straight white males since they're already in the majority. That honesty could cost her. You know, what you do is if you're going to be racist about this, you just throw those all in the garbage as they're coming in, right? Once you figure that out, you don't get out there. But, you know, the fact that the DNC is denying that the email was authorized in any way, but, okay. The fact that Ms. Leader was comfortable voicing a bias against white males tells us that that is an everyday common sentiment in her political circle. Then we have, last month, Lido Pimienta, a Colombian-Canadian singer, who asked audience members of color to move to the front and the white members to move to the back. Except this time when she did it, unlike other times, some of the white members, including a white male female volunteer, who was reportedly there to photograph the show, who got there in that position just for that express purpose, would not yield her position. Well, the festival's organizers, this is off of something called the Pop Something Festival, they called the photographer's response aggressive and racist, even as they admitted that details have not been disclosed. They said, we will not accept this behavior, neither should you. Be responsible for your friends. Talk to them and support them as they move forward towards unpacking their racism. People of color deserve safe spaces, and it is your responsibility to help. It is also ours. Pimienta, for her part, she said, I've never asked white folks to leave my show. I would never do that. I never asked men to leave my show. I asked them to share the space in a more significant manner as an act of love and solidarity with people who just, outside of the music show bubble, have to constantly justify their existence to the world. Rosa Parks wasn't asked to leave the bus, just moved to the back of the bus. This is called the Halifax Pop Explosion, where apparently the racism, or the reverse racism, they would call it, is there is no such thing as reverse racism, first things first. There is simply racism. Reverse racism is a construct, like assault weapon. Getting out there, they said to the Halifax Pop Explosion said to Lido Pimienta, we're sorry that one of our volunteers interrupted your art, your show, and your audience by being aggressive and racist. We have so much respect for the art and music you create and the space you make for women, people of color, transgender, and non-binary people. The way you interact with the world acts and provides a thoughtful example. You are a role model to us and many people are in our community. We see it, we feel it, we hope you will work with us again. And now there's apparently an acronym, POC, People of Color, POC. To the POC in the audience on Thursday night, we are sorry your night was interrupted and perhaps ruined by one of our volunteers. We're going to try our best as a festival to create ways to make our spaces safer and more accessible for you. Do you think the people at that music festival in Las Vegas thought they were in a safe space? Huh. Do you think, do you understand that these people, this guy, Georgie Dudka, interesting name, Dudka, you don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a safe space, no snowflake, no. All things, Georgie, are temporary. There is no such thing as a safe space for you, Georgie. I'm sorry, but, you need to get that right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, since it's Friday, and since I'm still having a little bit of trouble breathing, if you guys hear me gasping, that's just because I'm live tonight. And I don't want to be unlive. Is that even a word? Unlive? I don't want to be rerunning any more than I have to. So tonight, if I'm gasping, well, that just means I'm alive. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you've never heard in these terms. Or maybe you have, I don't know. But if you haven't, you haven't ever heard it from me. If we're going to beat the Islamists, in order to do that, we got to beat the Democrats. Because the Democrats enable the Islamists. Allow me to now set that one up, if I may. Saifulu Saipov, 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant and jihadist, went out and rented a truck, plowed into a bike lane with bicyclists and pedestrians, killed 8, injured numerous others. Then the response from the leading New York Democrats was sickeningly rote. It was saturated with political correctness, so that means it was lying, deception, deceptive, therefore cynical. And if not stopped, Democrats PC, the political correctness, will keep killing Americans because they enable jihad on these shores. Their worldview, their policies, and steadfast denial of the long-term war being waged by the Muslim fundamentalists is killing people. It's killing people. San Bernardino, Orlando, now Manhattan, to name the marquee attacks, puts Americans across the nation at risk daily. And it does so open-endedly. So defeating the jihad means defeating the Democrats. Republicans because some of a good many of them are quite idiotic. They yearn. they express a desire for bipartisan solutions. Surely there has to be a way to unite with the Democrats to counter and defeat the enemy. Sure enough, and I'm sure that hope is not in vain, I'm sure. The way to victory is to mobilize Americans other than Democrats against the jihad. Social media, grassroots action, allow pro-security and anti-jihad forces to bypass the mainstream media. More is being done now. What do you mean that? Oh, there you go. That's good. More is being done now on social media than at the grassroots, but it's now time to hit the grassroots. And the alternative to the Democratic approach, clear vision, frank talk, tough policy, and relentless condemnation of the Democratic evasions and failures, and Trump is showing the way. Now, New York's mayor, or excuse me, the governor, I have a hard time telling them apart. They're sort of like, you know, the same guy almost, except, you know what I'm saying. Cuomo, he declared about Saipov's attack, per the New York Post. All the evidence we have is that he was a quote-unquote lone wolf model. He had had several run-ins with the law, which was basically minor vehicular traffic. He is a depraved coward. He was associated with ISIS, and he was radicalized domestically, and he is a depraved coward. Now, look at the template here, the coward, the social misfit, the petty lawbreaker. That's all standard fare, trotted out by the Democrats and parroted by the fake stream media after a jihadist attack here or anywhere else. Was Saipov a coward? He might have been depraved, but he wasn't afraid. These Columbine wannabes have Islam in common, and is just a remarkable coincidence. That's what we're telling, being told. That's called the willing suspension of disbelief. The governor gives a small nod to his link to ISIS and his radicalization domestically. But how does Cuomo know the latter unless Saipov had been under surveillance? See, if you give these guys enough rope, they'll just hang themselves out for you to watch them kick in the wind. How does he know that unless he was under surveillance? New York City has a very robust counterintelligence apparatus. It's just that they very rarely actually implement it. Now, if Saipov was under watch, how did he get to rent a truck and kill in cold blood? So we need to find out, one, was he under surveillance? And if he was, then how did that happen? If Saipov didn't bring his Muslim radicalism with him from Uzbekistan and was radicalized here, how did that happen? At his Paterson, New Jersey mosque? Saipov, his wife, and his two children occupy an apartment next to the mosque. Jihad Watch claims that the NYPD had the mosque under surveillance until Linda Sarsour pressured the department to stop. Was Saipov's radicalism sparked or fueled there? What does Cuomo know about this? Now, was Saipov recruited via the internet? And if it was through the internet, then Saipov is not a lone wolf. The internet has become a very effective tool used in a bunch of different ways, and recruiting people to do things is one of them. It is a means in an asymmetric or highly unconventional, whichever way you want to look at it, war on the West. Cuomo had good reason to suggest that Saipov was radicalized here. See, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, Cuomo's fellow Democrat type guy, is a principal backer of the Visa lottery that gave Saipov U.S. entry. Anybody who wins gets in. His remark about Saipov being radicalized here stinks of tail covering for Schumer. And the requirements for Visa lottery winners are minimal. High school education, basic work experience, all of which can be falsified. It's easier to get into this country than it is to rent a truck from Home Depot, which apparently is easier to, or it's harder to do than buying a gun. So, you know, you look at it and figure out which way this should go. Stringent documentation isn't a hallmark of Uzbekistan, Syria, Pakistan. Pick any one of the Muslim countries if you want to. The visa lottery is, more PC chicanery, if you will, but with an underlying serious political purpose. Trump said we're fighting for hard for merit-based immigration, no more Democrat lottery systems. We must get tougher. Schumer's support of the diversity visa lottery program isn't about feel-good politics. It's about constituency building by Democrats. More immigration, if you will. Flooding the nation with immigrants, legal and non. And it's about swelling the Democratic ranks, Latino, Muslim, third world. It don't matter. Their efforts have been bolstered by establishment Republicans and business interests' quest for cheap labor. And they act similarly to the Civil War's copperheads, the fifth columns. Cornered, Schumer, in a routinely shabby ploy, asserted that criticizing the visa lottery program is in part criticism of former President George H.W. Bush, because Bush signed a lottery measure authored by Ted Kennedy in 1990. That was 11 years before 9/11. Kennedy has been dead for 8 years, so throw the dead Democrat under the bus, and that doesn't absolve Schumer. He's pushed his own lottery initiative. And in light of the truck attack, Bill de Blasio voiced yet another Democrat talking point and smear, though he lacked Cuomo's deftness. He got out there and said the moment you start generalizing, especially to a whole religion, then unfortunately we're sending the exact negative message that a lot of our enemies want sent. The terrorists want to affirm that this nation is somehow anti-Muslim. We've got to do the exact opposite. And there's the straw man. The straw man is that we're all anti-Muslim. We're not anti-Muslim, we're anti-Islamist. There's a difference. We know it. You should know it, you socialist. So, for Democrats, this is all about cost versus benefits. And for them, the benefits win. And if a few of us die, okay, that's okay. We're looking to fundamentally transform. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Coming from the desk of David Kodrew, I agree with him on this. And as a matter of fact, I vociferously agree with him on this. Not too long ago, Snoop Dogg made a video where he has somebody, or he himself is shooting a representation of Donald Trump. Now, he's got a video coming out where he's coming up on a body in a body bag with a toe tag on it saying Trump. This is the presumed cover of his new Make American Crip Again album. Features a flag-draped corpse with a Trump toe tag. It's a parody of sorts of Ice Cube's 1991 Death Certificate album cover where the tag reads Uncle Sam. It's always nice to see the hate-filled grievances directed at the society that enables people who are essentially lottery winners to become multimillionaire celebrities, just so we can see how badly they've been held down and oppressed. At least the original cover is more honest at identifying the accused source of these grievances. And in Snoop's case, it's impossible to separate his sentiments toward Trump about how he feels about supporters of Trump's political agenda. It's also interesting that his alternative to the type of society he envisions is one where ultra-violent criminal street gangs dominate. Especially since he made great hay about becoming an advocate of common sense gun safety laws, doing so far as to lead an effort to advise investors to steer clear of gun stocks. And that was not good investment advice. And then there's Snoop's problematic and supposedly in the past personal conduct. You see, since he achieved fame, he has had a number of brushes with the law. In 1990, he was convicted of cocaine possession. 3 years later, he pled guilty for gun possession. He was also tried and acquitted of murder charges in 1996. The case involved the killing of an alleged gang member who was shot by someone in the vehicle Snoop was riding in. In 2005, he was sued for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman at the taping of the Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2003. He made legal news again in 2006. He and his posse were taken in custody at a London airport in April after the group got into a fight at the terminal. Then he was arrested later that year at the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, after officers found marijuana and a gun in his vehicle. In 2007, the Australian Department of Immigration and Citizenship, citing his prior criminal convictions, banned him from entering the country and appearing at the MTV Australia Video Music Awards. Still, being a gun hypocrite isn't enough to get someone blacklisted from the entertainment field these days, as that appellation can pretty much apply to most, particularly the more influential celebrity anti-gunners who employ the armed bodyguards. But there is one accusation that is so toxic right now and has the elites running for the hills and praying they're that the next one out, and that is sexual abuse. So, let's talk about Snoop's role in his Girls Gone Wild doggy style video. When he was doing the important work of luring underage girls with drugs, settled out of court for undisclosed terms, to behave like drunk, stoned exhibitionist sluts for Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis, himself convicted of falsely imprisoning and assaulting women, grabbing one by her hair and throat and slamming her head into the floor. Now, don't get me wrong. Snoop should be able to do whatever he wants to do and say whatever he wants to say. I put the uniform on for the dude and along with the rest of the country, and I did my part to make sure that was guaranteed. I made sure that I did my part to make sure that guarantee was upheld. What he doesn't have the right to do, however, is, he doesn't have the right to commit crime. He has managed to commit a few crimes and not do any time for them. And that probably has a lot to do with being who he is. Sort of like Harvey Weinstein. Except now, being who you are is not enough, it seems. Now, I myself have no axe to grind with anybody who is a music maker and sings anything good, bad, or indifferent. Some of the music that I listen to, a lot of you would look at me in a whole different way if you looked at my playlist. And that's simply because I have been exposed to a lot of different things over my time. Over my time. Who remembers Andrea True? Somebody looked that up. That's when I started liking music that was a little different. So, musicians, I don't pay them any attention, but here's the problem when you do something and it's out there and it's a representation of Trump. Trump represents me and you if you voted for him. He definitely represents me because I voted for him. I admit that freely and clearly. Any Antifa, MS-13, Black Lives Matter, any of you that want to take up that matter with me, okay. I don't know why I threw MS-13 in there. I don't know. I'm falling for that Kool-Aid part. They're just in it for the drugs. They're in it for the criminal enterprise, not like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I'm sorry, MS-13. I didn't mean to do that to you. If that's an issue, I mean, I admit it freely and cleanly that I did it. And I don't know exactly what you should or could do about it, to be honest with you. But that's all beside the point. If we finally found that breaking point for these progressives, if we give them enough time, they're all going to come. All of it's going to come to fruition. Alec Baldwin got out there today and said, "I have mistreated women badly." What a shocker, Alec. Starting with your daughter, who hasn't heard that conversation or that recorded conversation or that voicemail or whatever it was he left for his daughter. Give them time. They're all going to hang themselves because they're all guilty of it. This is what happens when you get out there and say, I don't believe in anything. There is no spirituality. There is no God. Everything is okay. Everything is doable. You are free to be whatever you want to be. And that includes, if you want to be something like, I don't know, pedophilia, woman abuser, sexual predator, all that stuff. You can be all those things. All of those things. Except when you're out there wagging your finger at the rest of the world, trying to be the moral compass. There is no world where that's okay. No matter how much you guys have tried to make it so. That's just a fact. It's just a fact. So, you know, the fact that Snoop Dogg has been out here, and David did a little research on him because he's out there doing this stuff representing killing Trump. I get that, and I like that David did that, but this is one of many. This is one of many. All of them out there think that it's okay to hurt us because we voted for Trump. They think it's what we deserve. All of them out there think that we're white, bigoted, you know, white supremacists, misogynists, xenophobic, all this other stuff. They think we're all of these things. I'm good with it. It's fine. They can say and do whatever they want to say and do. They're going to anyway. But for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. That's the problem. I find it interesting that all of these people are out there either turning on Trump or turning on guns when their little proclivities come to light. I think that's just hilarious. It makes me giggle, and I like giggling. I think I'm going to go take a moment and have a few giggles here and there. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.